WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Madam Buck was quite beloved, servants by the score, footmen's at each door, butlers and maids galore. But one day Dan, her kitchen man, gave in his notice he's through. She cried, "Oh, Dan, don't go. It'll grieve me if you do. I love his cabbage, crave his hay, deppy about his sucker taste. I can't do without my kitchen man." While about his turnip top, like the way he warms my chop, I can't do without my kitchen man. Anybody else can leave, and I would only laugh. But he means too much to me, and you ain't heard the half. Oh, his jelly roll is so nice and hot, never fails to test the spot. I can't do without my kitchen man. His frankfurters are all so sweet, how I lack his thought should meet. I can't do without my kitchen man. Oh, how that boy can open clams, no one else can catch my hands. I can't do without my kitchen man. When I eat his donuts, all I leave is a hole. Anytime he wants to, why, he can use my sugar bowl. Oh, his bologna is really worth a try, never fails to satisfy. I can't do without my kitchen man.
And that has to be, maybe if there's any theme song here, that's probably, and I know, it's, you know, it's full of entendres, single, double, and double jointed, but I'm very good at making entendres. You know, deep fry them like scrapple, they're wonderful, and yes indeed, and entendres, gotta try them. That was Bessie Smith with Eddie Lang on the guitar with, Kitchen Man. I'm the kitchen man in the house. I admit that, and I'm proud of it. I can, if I ever lose this gig, I'll be spending more time there. That's for sure. Yes, and actually last week we heard Catherine Russell sing that song, and boy, did she do a good job. In Syracuse, she did a wonderful job. She generally sings that song toward the end of an evening. So listen to her sometime. I think you can find just CatherineRussell.net, by all means. But Bessie tonight on that. And before that, Lee Morse and the Bluegrass Boys, Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love, 1930. And now a set of miscellanies, miscellaneous stuff. I should say a few lagniappes, let's say. These are songs that I know my wife likes. And I don't normally do requests because Nobody knows what I play, but here are three songs that we enjoy, and well, two anyway, and the third one is a special reference. But the first two are these are ones we've first one we just got recently, but and I tried to clean it up a bit, so I hope it's quite pleasant. Let's try it then. El Bernard and Frank Camplain. And Frank is doing the high-pitched stuff out here. 1925, Prancin', Dancin', Yodelin' Man.
Thank you. rave about the good old days, they do. I agree with them in many ways, don't you? I used to love the good old picture show, the way we used to see them years ago. Then the silent drama held its sway, okay. Now they squeak and squawk, that's why I say, I'm so sad and I'm so blue, I don't know just what to do. I can't sleep in the movies anymore. When the star with the baby face shouts out in a voice that's bass, I can't sleep in the movies anymore. I used to like reposing for just an hour or so, but now when I start dozing, guns go off and whistles blow. Then a theme song there must be written just to torture me. I can't sleep in the movies anymore.
Goes out to someone who valiantly tried to stay awake during Slumdog Millionaire, and I think succeeded mostly. So, otherwise, we have had some dozing. But she knows who she is because the show is kind of going out to her. But that was I Can't Sleep in the Movies Anymore. 1929. That was the Radio Syncopators. Obviously, a Fred Sugar Hall band. Arthur Fields. Singing. Yes, Arthur Fields, who grew up on Hotel Street in Utica, New York. So that's Arthur Fields. And that was off of Madison 78, and I played with that a bit, I have to say. I can't believe there was that much music on a Madison 78. Had to find it. Before that, we had Paul Whiteman, and that was in its natural condition. Kinky Kids Parade, 1925, and... I got a note saying, do you two intend to have Kinky Kids? I was like, no, it's just, we like the song. There's really very little occasion to play that song. And it's a little questionable. So I will seize any opportunity to play that once in a while. It just occasionally needs to be heard. It's fun. I judge it in this historical context, but I love it. I'm sorry. I really do. I can't help it, and we both do. And begin with our L. Bernard Frank Camp playing Prancin' Dancin' Yodelin' Man, 1925. Yes, that was very interesting there. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and this is this show is called 12. It's in honor of 12 years doing what I'm doing. I mean, not the show, but getting married and stuff. So this is a happy show. It really is, and I'm having a great time. And here are the Radio Imps. Probably Jerry Macy and Ed Smalley, who, by the way, played the piano for L. Bernard and Frank Camplain on Prancin' Dancin' Yodelin' Man. But here he sings, I'm guessing it's him, and this song you may have heard before, but here they're doing it. We love it. Yeah, 1928.
What of it? Oh, we love it. My dearest friend,
can't comprehend why I'm just as happy as a dog. On the inside, barely get by, but I wouldn't swap with Henry Ford. Oh, we ain't got dough, and oh, 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 there ain't no paint on the bungalow. What of it?
Oh,
we love it. We wear old clothes, we wear old shoes, we don't eat nothing but Irish stews. What of it?
Oh,
we love it.
Now we don't need Persian rugs to put our footsies on.
Footsies on, as long as there's a stove to warm our footsies on.
Footsies on.
At 9 p.m. we lock the door. We got each other and nothing more. What of it?
Oh,
we love it.
time I breathe, I need a pill. Oh, I might as well be crazy as be like this. Cause I'm starting to rave, raving to start, following through. And I'm saving to try, trying to save, making you blue. Tell your mother just what I'm thinking of. Cause I'm doing that thing, falling in love.
I'm doing that thing. Lou Goldman's orchestra. Irving Kaufman, of course, the pride of Syracuse, New York. I'm doing that thing 1930 off a perfect 78. And it sounded a lot better than it did, which it wasn't perfect to begin with. And I want to thank George out in Oregon for pointing me towards some amazing software, which helped me. I'm not going to overuse it. I promise that, because I hate that terrible sound that you get. But I realize a lot of the things I play are unpleasantly crunchy, so I might like to cut back on some of the crunch a bit, just so you can hear the music. It has to sound like it's coming from a 78, but it's still, you know, I'm still adjusting it, still figuring it out. But that was, I'm doing that thing. Before that, Annette Handjaw, I'm Somebody Now, 1927, beginning with the Radio Imps. I'm guessing it's Jerry Macy and Ed Smalley, or Small, whatever, with an E on the end of it. We love it. We love it, 1928. And Annette did a version of that, so I thought I'd give her a shot, too, with the other one. And this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., celebrating. I'm happy. 12 years, going strong. Doing very well, thank you very much. We are, I should say. And the show has been on for almost 4 years. So that's another celebration, but that's a little bit down the road. Here's Helen Cain. Speaking of how my indebtedness to a certain person, Helen Cain, 1930. I owe you.
Although I've never said it, I know that I'm indebted. But giving all my love at once would crush me. Though it's quite a task to, it's only right to ask you to take my IOU to show you trust me. IOU, all of my affection, IOU, all of my protection. And it's due to all you. Let me pay with some love and praises. Let me say lots of pretty phrases. Say, I may say, I love you. Keep me under obligation. You won't have to sue. It's my fatal fascination, knowing I owe you. Many firms, they want to give me credit. They fatal fascination, knowing I own you. There's many firms, they want to give me credit, make more terms, and we'll soon be wedded if you take my eye on you.
it pretty, mama, day by day. Please, honey, don't give none away. Let it pile up, honey, then if you say, I'll be around soon to spend the day. I have an art of loving that can't be beat. My way of hugging is a treat. I know we can agree, so save it, pretty mama, save it all for me.
Armstrong and the Hot Five again. That great band he had there with, you know, that great recording group with Earl Hines, all those guys. Don Redman in there, you can tell. Lovely stuff. Save It, Pretty Mama. Yeah. 1928. Before that, Richard Hember and his orchestra, I believe the Essex House Orchestra at that point. Joey Nash on the vocal. Everything I Have Is Yours. Oh, well, that's the way it should be. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's the way it should be in a relationship. It's not a, you know, none of this sequestering. 1933, we began with Helen Kane, I Owe You. 1930. Yes, this is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., celebrating 12 years of being happy with one person. And that's, you know, if you're happy with yourself, you can be happy with somebody else, generally speaking. Maybe not. Depends on how happy you are with yourself, but I was happy with myself, but I wasn't ecstatic. That's what I'm saying. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. And here, well, I guess this says it all. I love these guys. I love these guys when they do this. Vaughn DeLeith, Irving Kaufman, recording is Frank Harris, which has some different literary overtones too, which you may want to look into. From 1928. You took advantage of me.
In the spring, when the feeling was chronic,
chronic, and your caution was leaving you flat,
I should have made use of the tonic,
tonic, before you gave me that.
A mental deficient, you'll grade me.
Uh-huh.
I've given you plenty of data.
You came, you saw, and you slayed me.
Uh-huh.
And that is that.
Yes. I'm a sentimental sap, that's all.
Oh, what's the use of trying not to fall? You made your kill,
but I have no will,
'cause you took advantage of me. Oh, you're just a little apple on a bough.
You're gonna shake me down somehow.
Oh, but what's the use?
Oh, you cooked my goose,
'cause you took advantage of me. Oh, I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear.
I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. But here I am with all my bridges burned.
I'm just a babe in arms where you're concerned.
So lock the door.
Call me yours.
'Cause you took advantage of me.
When a girl has the heart of a mother,
mother,
it must go to someone, of course.
Of course.
Well, it can't be a sister or brother.
No.
And so I love my horse.
But horses are frequently silly.
Uh-huh.
Yours ran from the beach of Kahlua.
It did, left me alone for a filly. So I picked you up.
Yes. I'm a sentimental sapphire. But what's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. You made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple that's on a little bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. But what's the use? You cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me.
Ooh, I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear.
I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. But here I am with all my bridges burned. I'm just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors, call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me.
Thank you. dear, I'm waiting to hear three words that make you mine.
Jimmy Lunsford sang what I'm saying, basically, in so many words and so many songs. Yes, Dan Grissom on the vocal there, 1939. I Love You, from a show, Little Jesse James. I think that was from about 1923. I had one of the first 78s I ever had was a Paul Whiteman version of that, no vocal, and that's appropriate. I should have found that and played it, but I wanted the lyrics, and I like the Lunsford thing. It fits in with this. This end of the show type thing. Before that, Shep Fields again. Two Shep Fields in one night. How can you beat that? Shep Fields in his rippling rhythm with Charles Chester on the vocal. Did I remember to tell you I adore you? Well, I'm having a senior moment, so to speak. Yes, indeed. 1936, Andy senior moment that is, and those are worse, much worse on Radiola here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Beginning with Vaughn DeLeith and Irving Kaufman, You Took Advantage of Me, 1928. And Irving, boy, they really sound like a married couple, don't they? Like they've been through a few things. Marvelous stuff. And, yeah, got to love that. So, and yeah, you better burn all those bridges, because if you don't, it'll come back to haunt you. I'll warn you. I'll tell you that. All you guys out there contemplating marriage, burn every bridge in the vicinity. I mean those bridges that you have in your life. You know what I'm saying? If you don't burn those, then people will cross them and come after you. And here's Fats Waller. I figure this is appropriate. I love this. This is great stuff. 1943, right before he stepped off the planet. But I love this recording. Here's Fats.
Hi there, fellas. What you say? This is little Fats Waller, my mother's 285 pounds of jam, jive, and everything. They got me in on this V-Dis mess here this afternoon, so here it is. Watch out. One of my own compositions ain't misbehaving, and I ain't either. On the elevation, on the shelf, ain't misbehaving. Saving my love for you, and you, especially you, yes. I know for certain, the one I love, I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Like Jack Horner, in a corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kiss place to go. I'm home about 8 at my little radio. Hey, misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you, for you, yes, you. All my love for you. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And now, something soft, something quiet, very sentimental. Too sloppy, no, too sleepy people. I always get that slop and sleep mixed up. Look out. Glamour music, you know, boys. Get this. All right, then. Something's tickling me. I don't know what it is, but it is. Maybe some scotch I had last night.
Yes, indeed. There's a touch of poignancy, a touch of humor, and very, very tender, actually, despite the shotgun wedding illusion, which that's interesting, too. Fats Waller, 1943, one of his last ever recordings. Ever? Last time? Yeah. Just about. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I will be on next week at 8 p.m. on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. And I got to get this streaming thing fixed, honestly. But this show will soon be uploaded to Live 365, Radiola, and it will also be uploaded to another thing that you can download it and listen to it. I hope you will, because it's so hard to stream this station sometimes. But I do appreciate everyone who's made an effort, honestly. Program note, Mark Fuller tomorrow night, 8 p.m., Retro Radio. Listen. Also, Pete Bianco is on. He's on at he's 8 a.m. on Wednesday. He called tonight and said hi. Also, hi to Mark and Molly, who called out in San Francisco. This show gets around. I don't get around, but the show does. So let's finish up this this 12. I'm Andy Senior, Radiola, finishing up here with Russ Colombo. And this is appropriate to finish. After Fats's injection of mild humor, let's listen to this. This is sweet. And I'll be on next week. Yep. Mm-hmm.
banish sorrow. Tears and parting may make us forlorn. Love with a dawn, a new day is born. Good night, sweetheart, though I'm not beside you. Good night, sweetheart, till my love will guide you. Dreams enfold you, in each one I'll hold you. Good night, sweetheart, good night. The day is over and its cares and woes, in peaceful sweet repose, will fade and die. A dreamy dreamland beckons you and me. How happy life could be if we could dream forever. Good night, sweetheart, till we meet tomorrow. Good night, sweetheart, sleep will banish sorrow. Tears and parting may make us forlorn. Ah, but with a dawn, a new day is born. Good night, sweetheart, though I'm not beside you. Good night, sweetheart, still my love will guide you. Dreams enfold you, in each one I'll hold you. Good night, sweetheart, good night.
WHCL, Clinton, New York.